This is a BloomerBoomer.com podcast with host Andy Asher.
Well, hi, everyone. I hope your week is going okay. You know, some of the most popular segments here at Bloomer Boomer is our Live and Life segment that focuses on relationships and passions over 55. Now, recently we came across two women who've discovered some amazing lessons about realizing our potential and clearing away limitations in life. But it's especially pertinent for those of us over 55, so let me introduce you to Tej Paul and to Dr. Carol McLaughlin. Now, their new book is Manifest Moment to Moment, and they talk about aligning yourself and your desires with your soul mission, and your dreams will become real. Well, I started out our discussion by challenging that notion, because to me, after a lifetime heading in one direction, it feels next to impossible to change. So I asked Dr. Carol McLaughlin, who's quick to challenge me. I said, Carol, you know, for many of us, trying to change our lives when we get older is so very hard to do.
I'm going to call you on that one, because one of the things I did early in my life was to participate in the first Star Wars movie. And so I will say there is no try. There's only do. And I'd love to have everybody think of it as an adventure of how cool is that? I had this success in my life. I had all these experiences. And I now have this moment to make choices that will take me into a new dream, into something fertile and about to happen.
Yeah, and Andy, you ask a very important question here. This is Tej Paul. Because a lot of time people have used to design their life on how to do things. And so what's the next step? And they focus on a lot on how to do the next step, and then they go do it. When we talk about manifestation, we're not focusing first on how to do something. We're focusing first on the desire. What do we want? What uplifts us? We're not obsessed about the how, because the more we're going to focus on how to do something, the less we're going to know how to do it, basically. And that is a key distinction between manifestation and goal setting.
And I heard you talk about you don't try, but you do. There's a distinction there, isn't there?
You do, and that, this is Carol, and that calling of what to do is not linear. It's more led by joy factor. It's more led by what does my intuition think would be the best next step? Because as we know, the great things in life often seem to be by happenstance. They're not always the next step that you thought would happen.
So let's explore that a little bit. What does it take to change the direction of our lives? It must be a combination of belief and faith, and of course, to say nothing of a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it takes faith, perhaps, and patience, but this is Tej Paul. I think that one of the important things is it takes faith to refocus on what really matters, which is what you want, and really explore that and put the business mind on the side on, but is it going to work? And how it's going to work, again, because that shows up so much in our practice all the time. And so going back to the force and the strength of the desire in number one, sometimes we like to focus on what to add instead of what we need to let go of. And the way to change habits, you know, there are many ways. We can use mind-body practice that focuses on breath, for example. We can use different exercises. But if each person starts to really focus on what brings me joy and do some kind of focus every day on that, it will help everybody to start to change their habits.
And this can be at any point in life, I understand.
Yeah, that's one reason we called the book Manifest Moment to Moment. And I think that's important for everybody to remember. There can be no failure, because all that counts is the moment you're in right now. How positive is your outlook? How much do you hear your inner longing of, but I really want to do that? For example, I knew, living in northern Canada, that I wanted to be a harpist. That is the most illogical thing humanly possible. There weren't even any harpists in my whole province, let alone go around the corner. But it was in my heart. It was my longing. And I just kept that picture. Of course it was going to happen. I knew I could. I believed I could. And I think that happens at every moment. If you think you can, if you set your intent and you are open to the possibilities, there just is no failure because you've not had failure in this moment.
So, Carol and Tejpal, let's explore this notion that you hold in your hands the power to change your reality. How do you go about getting started doing it?
Yes, and that's why going back to a simple exercise people can do every day, 3 minutes a day, write down what brings you joy. 3 minutes a day for 40 days in a row. If you miss one day, you go back to day one. So that's the commitment. Everybody can do that, really. If you start to do that for 3 minutes every day, the 23-plus hours that you're not writing what brings you joy, you're going to start thinking about it. So that element is going to be important in your life. And for some people that are action-focused, naturally, they will start to change their lifestyle a little bit to bring what brings them joy a little more into their day-to-day life. And just that simple little tweak will change everything because it's all about momentum. And Carol, you can really talk about the notion of momentum.
Momentum is part of it, but I also bring to our attention that it is those people who, I mean, the phrase has been around for a very long time, think outside the box. And my reaction is, what box? So that the things that really seem to impact the world a lot, I mean, from inventing the light bulb to Van Gogh or Picasso, nobody said, go paint a chair. We need more paintings of chairs. Picasso said, I have to do this. So I think what Tej and I are saying, and especially to people who are in my age group, which is your audience, we have to listen to what tickles us. Because if we don't honor our own happiness, there's no computer in the sky that's going to give us big points that say, they tried really hard. There's only that joy factor of knowing, I really did something that mattered to me.
So let's continue this process and explore the steps that we have to take to achieve our dreams.
Step which is, first exercise, focus on what brings you joy. And really, everybody who wants to change their life that we work with, that's going to be one of the first exercises they will do. Number two, to explore what at the physical level those people like to do. And I say like, not what they need to do, because I believe in the joy factor piece. So, for example, I will not say to people to exercise or whatever, eat celery if it doesn't work for them, if they don't have joy doing it. So there is health and pleasure, they're both connected. And so what we need to focus on is like, okay, do what brings you joy, then explore the different dimensions of the body. What could you do at the physical body that will uplift you? We're focusing on uplifting. Then look at the emotional aspect. What emotionally we can create that can change also your vibration, either relationships and other things. And we can go to every dimension of the being, which is what do we do at the mental level that is bring us curiosity and satisfaction? And what about the heart? What brings us compassion? And what brings us a sense of fulfillment at the spiritual level? So then we start to dig in those different dimensions that we have to see what really makes sense for each human being.
Yeah, that seems as though you have to really do some introspective analysis to begin this process.
You know, I'd like to address that because that's what we did in the book. We put exercises all the way through. Probably every 3 pages is an exercise for people to do just a little self-examining, because we believe the answer is inside. You're not going to go to a guidance counselor or to someone who's going to say, oh, here, I'm your coach and this is what you need to do with your life. because you're at a point in time in your life that you want to do what talks to your soul. And if it talks to your soul, it's going to work. I just know it's going to work. There's this great phrase of what you think about, what you absolutely desire, what your energy is, you will attract that same kind of energy. So if I think about writing a book about helping people manifest what they want, I will start, without even realizing it, taking steps, meeting people, making connections, being on a show like yours, that allows me to get where I want to go, even though I didn't have a to-do list that somebody gave me.
In your book, Manifest Moment to Moment, you talk about the principles to create the life you truly desire.
I try to be as practical as possible. So I'd love to talk a little bit about the intuition principle, because when each human being can use more their intuitive self, they have more inner peace to make decisions all the time. And everybody has intuition. We just don't use it often enough. And so when you use your intuition a little more, you're going to be able to make decisions that make sense to you. And again, we try to go beyond the logical and the linear mind. And so what we give here is few exercises, some principles, some tools for each person to develop their intuition. The first one we can talk about is what we call the art of being clueless. And so
that's a funny one.
Yeah, and we say, you know, the more clueless you are, the more insights you gain. And so the idea is drop the focus on wanting to know something and pay attention to your physical sensations and emotional sensations, so that you can start to process information beyond the linear mind.
And that's what I was alluding to a little bit earlier. With many of us being linear thinkers, sometimes it makes it so difficult to break through into a new way of looking at things. What do you think?
You know, there's another principle, which is that your beliefs and your stories do not define you and can be changed. And I'm wondering if the belief that it takes hard work to make change isn't a story that we can lose. Because, in fact, many of us have experienced in our life when something caused us to think a different way, to lose our story about we're not good enough because this great opportunity came up and we wanted it so much that all of a sudden we're saying, wow, holy cow, I really can pull this off. I really am good enough. I'm doing what I love. So I think we have to be careful that if we've always thought we can't do something, take that line, I can't do something, and say, now, is that just my story? Did my mom tell me that? Did some experience early in my life tell me that? And what if I didn't believe it? What if I turned it around? Sometimes Tej and I call that your limiting belief. Say you have a limiting belief that I don't think clearly enough to be able to be on a radio show. And you say the opposite to yourself. I think clearly and am a gift to speaking on the radio. And you take that as your story, and all of a sudden you're going to make it true.
Absolutely. And Carol, what other ideas do you think it's important to highlight?
That is underlying too much of what Tej and I believe, is that it's all about energy. If you take a young child whose parents or somebody speaks, they may not know the words that the parents are speaking, but they know the energy that's being communicated. And if you then take that and fast forward 55 years, maybe somebody doesn't know exactly what it is they're going to do, but they know they love the field of gardening or photography. Let's say photography. They know they love photography. They know that when they go on to iPhoto, they say, I could take that, I could take that. That energy that they feel that fills their body with, oh, I'm so glad I saw that picture, I could do something like that, I believe that's incredibly important for them to follow and say, if I feel that strongly about it, it must be important to me. So what can I do with that energy?
We really do limit ourselves, don't we?
Don't we limit ourselves? And isn't it great to realize we limit ourselves? Because then we can bust out of it.
That's true, yes. Now, as we come towards the end, maybe we can talk a little bit about the book and how a person might utilize it in their life. How it might fit into somebody's life.
Yes, that's great. So, the suggestion, this is Tejpal here, is like, look at the list of content. You have 7-8 principles, and start with the one that you're the most curious about. Because there is no entry point here. You can enter into the book the way you want. And quite frankly, because you have so many exercises, then you start and you're going to try an exercise and say, oh, that worked really well. And maybe the next one did not talk to you as much. Then you try another one. And I will say, through the exercises that you will truly understand the content and the concept that we are sharing. And so I will say, dive in and really trust your experience to tell you if you need to keep going that direction or if you need to try another principle to get better results for yourself.
And I'd like to echo that. One of the things you mentioned earlier, that our Western philosophy is maybe a little linear. And at the same time, I'm a concert harpist, so I flip around the world, and I might be in Brazil one month and India another month. And every time I come home to the United States, I realize that we have a society that is so accepting of the individual paths people want to take. And what we believe in the book is that every person has their own individual voyage in this life to take, to explore, to master, to experience. And I think our environment and our society is so accepting of somebody saying, you know, I'm going to do this because I always wanted to do it, and it's the time, and I'm going to do it now.
And that's something you see here in the West that maybe you didn't see as much of in your travels around the world.
Opportunity in this country. I mean, one of our foundations is the movie industry. The movie industry presents all sides of life. Everything's possible. There's so much available. Whereas I go to different countries and there's much more of a line of, take India, certain people can achieve certain things and certain people can't. Then I can be in Egypt and I might have a harpist who's an incredible harpist, but she's a woman, and so she might not be accepted into a certain orchestra because they have a gender rule or something. We have so few rules here. We have such an attitude of abundance that says, wow, you go. Go leapfrog. Go come up with an idea.
Well, that's very encouraging.
Very quickly, we can talk about the intention. You know, a lot of time when we work with people, we hear, I hate this. I don't like that. And too much focus on what they don't want instead of focusing on what they do want, or the what they do want is not clear enough. And so there is such a waste of energy focusing on, you know, something that does not serve, that what we're trying to help each person is to clarify what they want and to be as precise. And therefore, when it becomes really clear that the energy behind it is so strong, then there is no hesitation to move forward.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And one that matters a lot to me. So I'm a grandmother, and my children love to watch a movie called The Lion King. And in it, the great monkey hits the young Simba over the head. And Simba says, what'd you do that for? And the guru monkey says, it doesn't matter. It's in the past. And to me, that is synonymous with moment to moment. It does not matter what failures or what successes you've had in the past. It only matters that right now you set your intention, you empower yourself, and you follow your dreams, if you have strong enough belief, it will happen. You can do it.
And where would somebody be able to pick up the book and so forth?
We're on Amazon, and also our website is the name of the book with no pauses, manifestmomenttomoment.com. And also on that, obviously we're pretty positive people, and if somebody needs a daily dose of positiveness, on our website we put thoughts and blogs and videos and examples to try and help you to remember that the road is awesome.
Boy, what a great message and how encouraging. We've been listening to Tej Paul and Dr. Carol McLaughlin with their book, Manifest Moment to Moment. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Andy. It's been inspiring to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Andy.
Thanks for listening to our BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts, and you can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Oh, and we encourage you to leave a comment in the podcast reply section. Thanks again.